Passage 3. During a state of deep relaxation, several physiological changes take place in the body. The body's oxygen consumption is reduced. The heartbeat decreases, muscle tension and sweating ease, and there is decreased sympathetic nervous system activity. The restful state not only allows the body to repair and restore itself, but it has a calming effect on the consciousness. How to achieve this state of relaxation, however, is a matter of opinion. A recent report by Dr. David Holmes of the University of Kansas in the journal American Psychologist said that simply sitting in an armchair has just as many beneficial characteristics for the body as meditation does. Researchers of other relaxation techniques disagree. These experts believe that more structured techniques, such as meditation, lead to a condition of deep relaxation. The debate goes on, but one thing appears to be clear. The relaxation response can be reached by a number of methods, and the methods themselves are not as important as getting there. One day, one method may work best. On another day, an alternative method may be more appropriate. Once you are aware of all the methods, you can find the one that works best for you. Some of the relaxation techniques are meditation, self-analysis, and progressive muscle relaxation. Although these techniques may not, in the end, produce more of a relaxation response than just sitting quietly in a chair, they have the added benefit of structure and discipline, and for these reasons appear to be more effective for most individuals. Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What will happen when a person is in a state of deep relaxation? What did Dr. David Holmes say about relaxation in American Psychologist? What do the opponents of Dr. David Holmes believe? 35. What does the speaker think of relaxation techniques such as meditation?